AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. In a court filing, immigration officials say they do not plan to detain Kilmer Abrego Garcia again.
As long as the judge's order banning it stands. However, Immigration and Customs Enforcement did make clear it would detain Abrego Garcia if the order is lifted. The Salvadoran citizen's case has become a lightning rod in the immigration debate as he fights to remain in the U.S. after the government mistakenly deported him to his home country, where he was imprisoned. Earlier this month, U.S. District Judge Paula Zinnes questioned whether government officials could be trusted to follow court orders, barring them from taking Abrego Garcia into immigration custody or deporting him. I'm Ben Thomas.
China's People's Liberation Army staged a second day of large-scale military drills around Taiwan, unleashing a live-fire show of force as part of what it called Justice Mission 2025 to demonstrate its ability to deter any external support for the island it claims as part of its sovereign territory. Forecasters are warning of even more frigid weather in the Midwest after a winter storm pummeled parts of that region, as well as the Great Lakes and the Northeast. Extreme cold with near zero-degree wind chills descended upon parts of Iowa, Nebraska, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. In Times Square in New York, the forecast for New Year's Eve is a high around 30. Ryan Seacrest will be there.
This is a record-breaking show for us in terms of its length and the number of performers and songs. We have 42 performers. Over 90 songs will be performed.
Wow.
And it's fitting with the big 250th coming up.
Temperatures are expected to warm up in the Midwest as the week goes on. His daughter says Ben Nighthorse Campbell, the former senator and congressman from Colorado, known for his passionate advocacy for Native American issues, died today. He was 92. Stocks finished the day lower. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks fell slightly on Wall Street Tuesday as trading for the year nudges closer to the finish line. The S&P 500 fell 0.1%. The benchmark index is still on track for a gain of more than 17% for the year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite fell 0.2%. There is just one trading day left before the year ends. Most big investors have closed out their positions and volume has been thin. U.S. markets will be closed on Thursday for New Year's Day. The more notable action Tuesday was again in the commodities markets. Gold, silver, and copper all resumed their ascent after steep declines a day earlier. Damian Troisi, New York.
Quarterback Drew Brees and wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald headline the list of modern era finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Who gets in will be announced before the Super Bowl. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.